Welcome back to Brashonomics. My name's Ben Brashon, and we are here talking with Jim Estrada again. Welcome back, Jim. Jim is the president and lead inspector for Property Inspector LLC, and with over 3,500 inspections under your belt, you've seen everything.
Not everything, but a
lot. Most things. You've seen most things.
And definitely a lot since all the short sales have come about.
Right. And that's an interesting point. I mean, what should people be looking at with short sales? There's only so much that a person's willing to do or a bank's willing to do. So is there some just key points you could point out very quickly on short sales?
Well, I was
and inspections?
Thinking in terms of short sales and kind of your topic here in terms of starting over, and you were kind of talking about financial health and mental health, and really probably my expertise here would be more the physical health. And we have so many issues going on in homes that are being left without the heat on, moisture developing in the homes. I was actually in a new condo development, and I won't talk about where it was, but it was actually started construction back in 2008. They closed down the project for about 2 years and just finished up the project this last year and have been starting to sell the units. And I got up in the attic, and it was full of mold. And had not been taken care of properly, yet they didn't really want to have anything to deal with it. So I was very happy that my client decided to move on to another unit, that her health is going to be a whole lot better because of it.
Right, and you sent me this article before. I mean, listen to some of these things that people are finding in houses. Mold, radon, formaldehyde, arsenic, pesticides, asbestos. This is bad stuff. You don't want to be living in a house with this. What are some tips you have?
Well, some of the things actually you can live with just fine. Asbestos, you mentioned, and lead, paint are often big concerns people ask me about. And as long as they're left untouched or if they're encapsulated, they actually are fine. When they become a big issue is if somebody's going to start sanding the wood or tearing out acoustical tiles and making those products what we call friable, meaning making them airborne, they're going to basically become fish hooks and get in the lungs and create all kinds of problems.
And so what? Okay, so let's just talk about some of these in particular. Like, what is radon?
Well, radon, we're actually very, very fortunate in the Northwest. It's a basically it's a breakdown of uranium in the soil and the water, and it enters the house through the cracks, through the vents, through the holes in the sidings, and does that over many, many areas of the country. Fortunately, right here in the Pacific Northwest, around the Puget Sound area, we do not have a problem with that.
So, that's not a serious problem, but we have a lot of moisture, and you just had alluded to mold, but, I mean, is mold everywhere? Is it in most houses? Is it something? What should you do if you find mold, either not only in a house you might buy, but what about in your own home?
Well, mold is everywhere, and some people are just allergic to molds, period. And those people, I feel sorry for them. As a general rule, mold, it takes a good 55% humidity for that to grow. Okay, and if a home is actually kept heated, keep the heat on. A lot of people like to close their doors to their bedrooms and try to save the heat in those back rooms and stuff. And those are areas that can really start to foster mold behind the furniture where we have no circulation. At that end of the house, when I get into an attic oftentimes, because the heat hasn't been on, maybe they had a wood stove at the other end and it was nice and hot there. Well, it forced all the moisture down to the other end of the house and starts to create mold problems inside of the attic.
So then what should somebody do if they if they see mold or have mold? Or, I mean, the preventative is one part, but, hey, there's got to be people out there who have one door closed and, you know, they're just heating one room.
Well, in terms of dealing with mold, there are a couple things you can do. First one, if you know if you have it, one of the best ways to find out, and you talk about short sales, people going in and going in, I like to see them go in with eyes wide open. Oftentimes I'll do an air sampling test for molds, which will actually, it's a 3-hour sample, and during my home inspection process, does cost additional, of course, but it's a great lab test, and it'll actually sense the airs because it's a 3-hour test of what's going on inside of the walls, underneath the carpets, in a lot of different areas that you can't visually see. Typically, most people go in to do mold sampling, and they have to actually see the mold and take a swab of it and then send it to a lab, and that's where the air sampling is really a great new technology.
So the mold's, I mean, it's in the air more as just as much as it's sitting on the side of a wall. Or underneath a shower curtain or whatnot.
Well, the molds are everywhere. It's a function if they're growing and if they're toxic. Okay, and if we're keeping the humidity levels down, if we're keeping heat in the house, if we're keeping airflow going, one of the things that I think is real interesting in terms of all the new homes, I like the saying is death by green. There's this big promotion about green building and all the new construction and stuff, and they are packing all of these green materials that they're reconstituting, packing them with formaldehyde in the glues, the carpeting, the mattresses, so many things have formaldehyde. And we need to really be sure that our air system is actually creating a positive pressure and forcing those things out of the house.
And we have a couple more minutes. And again, we're here with Jim Estrada. You had mentioned something to me I had never heard of, Chinese drywall. What is Chinese drywall and what should I know about it?
Well, Chinese drywall basically puts off a sulfur dioxide gas, and it was when we were during the big building boom, China started to produce drywall and ship it over here with a sulfur product in it, and it's actually in 41 states from Alaska to Hawaii to Florida. And
is it in Washington as one of those 41?
It is also in Washington. So a lot of the homes, in fact, I had a realtor call me on his father's potential purchase down in Phoenix, and they were told that the home had Chinese drywall. Well, Chinese drywall, you can tell from the gases, start looking at your electrical system, pull off some of the face plates, you'll see corrosion in the copper wiring. If you've actually been living in the house for a while, you'll notice that your silver jewelry or your silver silverware is starting to pit. So there are a lot of telltale signs, and the only cure for it really is to tear it all out and start over.
All the drywall?
All the drywall.
I mean, that's a major, major project.
That's a major, major deal.
Wow. You know, and it's interesting to me, furthermore, because you're not just talking about when you're buying a house. I mean, this could be a house you live in right now, and you could be breathing these things in and not even know it.
Exactly, and that's one of the problems with it. We talk about health. Today, 90% of our time is pretty much spent inside of buildings, where years ago we didn't spend nearly as much time inside of the buildings, and our air quality is 2 to 5 times more toxic inside of your home than it is outside, just to give you an idea. So taking what's going on inside of your home, opening windows, letting air flow through both sides of the house is very, very important. And also keeping the ventilation system in large buildings like we're in right here right now, they're actually turning them down, the ventilation systems, the power on them. And what's happening is we're actually getting filtration systems that the air is not getting forced through. And so we're starting to get growth of molds inside of the filter systems. And that's where I was kind of referring to the death by green.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, Jim, thanks so much for being here. I mean, and as Jim says, don't get stuck with a bunch of unexpected post-closing expenses. Make sure to schedule your home inspection today. And you can reach Jim at 425-985-3282.